Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Loved it, the Arias. I like the mix of older music, obviously the artists coming through as well. I think it was great last night on Channel 9.
Yeah, it's great to celebrate Aussie music because we've got some unbelievable acts. And last night, one of the best, Darryl Braithwaite, was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. About time, Cogs.
Well, it is, but I suppose everybody will get their turn eventually. It's a long time, though, isn't it, that he had to wait, but still he's there. And I love the speech. I kind of knew the story anyway, but a lot of people wouldn't know what Darryl Braithwaite went through with Sherbet. He was massive, huge in the 70s, and then had a bit of a lull after that. Let's have a listen to his speech last night at the ARIA's, Darryl Braithwaite.
After Sherbet called it quits in 1983, I was a little lost. I took to playing the clubs with a friend of mine, the late Johnny Dick. But it wasn't satisfying. I stopped playing music, but needed to work. So at the time, I was married to Sarah, and my son Oscar was on the way in 1986. I had to go on the dole. After about 6 weeks, they found me a job at the Sunbury Council, working on the roads for 10 weeks. It was there that I realised I had to try and make music again in some way. So what got me from today, or here today? Well, I started working with Garth again, and we were writing songs and also securing songs from publishers. Sarah was working very hard to try and get investors interested in the project, which became the Edge album. Thank you to Dennis and the Sony family. I was signed in 1987 and want to acknowledge his pivotal role in actually reigniting my career.
I tell you what, just magnificent that he goes on to say that, because you do remember when you've had a big fall or whatever, you certainly remember people that have helped you get back up on your feet, you know what I mean? So it was just huge. And also last night too, he did a version of the Horsies, but it wasn't just him, was it?
No, he was joined by Guy Sebastian and Vera Blue, who's an upcoming artist, amazing voice. Have a listen. Gave me goosebumps.
That's just fantastic. Guy Sebastian with obviously Darryl and the other girl.
Yeah, Vera Blue. She's amazing. She's only young, 23, and she performed in Bendigo a couple of weeks ago, and she's one to watch, I reckon.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, Dazza. Good man. And it'll be the Gambies, his next stop with Bryan Adams. So that's going to be huge in January. Well, he's done his thing, hasn't he, Harry?
He's got down on one knee. Who would have thought the Bachelor Wild One, Prince Harry, could be tied down? Every girl wants to be able to settle down a wild boy.
Well, the pressure's on, though, isn't it? I mean, for him. I mean, he was the last in the line to do what he had to do.
Yeah, he's in his 30s now. About time to settle down and
how old's Nick?
Put a ring on it. Nick's 33. About time to...
That's what I'm saying.
Harry has proposed to Meghan Markle. If you've ever watched Suits, she's one of the lead characters
there.
Well, not anymore. I dare say she probably has to quit her job, and because she's got a new one, being a princess.
How'd he go about it, Prince? Was he classy? Was he...
I must say I'm a little disappointed with the way that Prince Harry proposed. I just would have thought it would have been more of a Prince fairy tale. Have a listen to them explain.
It happened a few weeks ago, early this month, here at our cottage. Just a standard, typical night for us.
It's a cosy night. What were we doing? Just roasting chicken
and having...
trying to roast a chicken. And it was just... just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. He got on one knee.
Of course.
Was it an instant yes from you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish. She said, can I say yes? Can I say yes now? And then there was hugs and I had the ring in my finger. And I was like, can I give you the ring? She goes, oh, yes, the ring.
See, they're the same with me. I mean, I couldn't wait till, you know, Donna said, will you marry me?
Yeah, no, she proposed to you, didn't she?
Hey, moving on. What we need to do is to find out, don't we? Because there's risk in doing... That's a great idea in the kitchen.
Can you just turn down the organ, please?
Yeah,
I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Time. Can't play and talk at the same time.
Turn down your organ.
So will. Hey, you know, again, I mean, is that... Couldn't it have been like a ball game or something, you know, where they get up on the big screen or something?
I've got a few things for Prince Harry. Number one, roasting a chook is so hard. Go to Woolies and buy one for $7.
That's good.
Number two, if you're a prince and you've got access to a lot of things, I mean, do you really turn around in your kitchen? Come on, Prince Harry.
There was a fairly good chance he was going to say yes. You know, unlike some of the other public stuff, I wonder if you've ever proposed in public whether people have said no or ladies have said no.
Maybe that's why he did it in private. He didn't want the paps snapping. I don't know. Anyway, it's nice.
It is.
It is nice.
Yeah, good on him anyway, and that'll be happening in a couple of months.
Yeah, they're getting married in spring, which is their spring,
Most of us, you know, we organise to get married in a year or so, and he just goes, you know what, do it in a couple of months, bugger it, because he'd be doing all the planning, wouldn't he?
Doesn't have to lift a finger.
Lucky him.
Every June here at Triple M, and before it was Triple M 3BO, we do a huge campaign for the kids' ward at the hospital called Give Me Five for Kids. And we have something pretty special for the hospital today, Cox.
Yeah, we do. We're lucky enough to be going up there, and any time you want to go to the hospital, it's for a good reason, and hopefully it's not for someone that's sick, and this time it is a very good reason, Es.
We've counted all our pennies. Took us a couple of months.
Yeah.
But by the time we gathered up the money from all of the different and amazing people in the community who helped us, we have discovered that we've raised almost 60 grand, which will buy...
That is just fantastic.
Yeah, it'll get that resus cot that they asked for and said that they needed. Local mum, Melissa Chisholm is her name, has actually used the resus cot that we helped buy. It's never a good thing that you need it, Melissa, but I bet you're pretty glad it was there.
Yeah, we are so thankful for everything that the hospital has done for us. It's a hard thing to sort of say, but we may not have our boy today if it wasn't for the equipment that the hospital has and you guys have been able to raise funds for.
Wow. So, Melissa, you had Nate about 6 months ago. Run us through what happened when you had him.
So when he was born, he had the umbilical cord around his neck and he was gasping for his first breath. And they sort of whizzed him away and, yeah, used the resus cot and he was ventilated and, he'd swallowed a lot of fluid and stuff as well. So he had fluid in his lungs and in his stomach. So there was a lot of cords and lines sort of coming out of him. He was airlifted to Melbourne. It was very scary sort of experience, especially the first time mum not having done it before.
Yeah, so. Poor thing. And obviously he used that resus cot. At the time there was only one. And thanks to Gimme Five for Kids, the community, everyone who dug deep and helped us out, we're actually able to buy a second one now for the hospital, which is huge.
Amazing, yeah.
The thing is with it, Melissa, and for people who have donated in the past, and again, as Es said, I'll jump on the back of that. Thank you so much. What it's for, the money raised, a lot of people say, the hospital got plenty, but what they don't get sometimes is certain things that will stop people having to go to Melbourne. Sometimes you have to. That's the way of the world. But these days, if you can stay in Bendigo, as you'd say, Melissa, it's a two-hour trip to there or close to anyway and back. So there's 4 hours that you can save by, you know, that equipment in Bendigo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Melissa, 6.5 months on. How is Nate going?
He's perfect.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not sleeping. he's absolutely fine. So, we are so thankful for the staff and the good work that they've done and all the equipment that you guys have helped raise funds for as well. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, we'll better let you get back to Nate.
Thank you.
Or maybe get some sleep in. Thanks so much for joining us, Melissa.
Good on you, Melissa.
And we'll be heading up to Bendigo Health today to present them with this year's check.
Yep.
Just a bit of a reminder how important Give Me Five is. And thank you to everyone who dug deep this year and helped us out.
Ezzy, everyone seems to be really, really concerned about the weather. We've been to the bureau. They're saying it is going to bucket down.
Yeah, we're expecting a lot, plus winds and hail, and with the rain, maybe even a bit of flooding. So we just want to find out how bad it's going to get and what we're meant to do to prepare.
Well, as a radio station, we're not allowed to incite panic. Now, I know there's other stations that are probably the focus of their day, but we actually want to get to the bottom of it before anything happens. Preparation is king, as you know, Es.
It is. Nat Stanway from the Bendigo SES joins us. Morning, Nat.
Morning, guys.
Nat, we're hearing it everywhere. This is going to be terrible or whatever, but, I mean, we've heard from the Bureau. What about from the SES point of view, because you guys are on the money? What's the setup like and how's it going to be for the next day or two?
Okay, so what we know is that over 3 days we're expecting 100 to 200 mils of rain for Bendigo. Jeez. I know in the past Bendigo often, you know, it splits around us, but this time Bendigo is being included in that forecast.
Because Coggo and I even spoke about it this morning and said, yeah, we usually get storm warnings and it does pass over Bendigo, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen this time.
At this stage, the modelling is showing that Bendigo is going to cop it. We are going to have a catch-up with the bomb this morning and see if that modelling has changed in any way, but we are preparing for Bendigo to get that heavy volume of rain, definitely.
And when Nat says the bomb, she doesn't mean an actual bomb. She means
no,
the Bureau of Meteorology, yes.
Yes, acronyms everywhere.
So, Nat, there's parts of Bendigo, like the creek and certain streets that are known to flood a little bit. So is the message at the moment sandbag if you're in those areas?
Well, I guess if we look back to Sunday where we had just under 40 requests for assistance and we did have at least one house get flooded out on Sunday night, all of the people who were involved in that, all of the residents there, they've already bought their sandbags, and I know that for a fact because I got phone calls from some of them yesterday.
Yeah.
So definitely those people who know their property is prone to flooding, get your sandbags, go to your local hardware store, buy sand if you want to. At a pinch, you can use the dirt from your garden. It's not quite as effective as the sand is, but look, I remember back in the 10-11 floods seeing this. We were called to a house of young, fit blokes who were worried about water entering their backyard. Their next-door neighbour was a woman in her 70s who'd gone and got her shopping bags, filled them with dirt from her flower beds and perfectly sandbagged her windows and doors. It was just like, what a difference, you know.
Yeah.
That lady's protected her home, and these young, fit blokes are expecting us to come and protect theirs.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
To be perfectly honest, I've got to say, in an event like this, we're still likely to be called to road crash rescues. Unfortunately, there will be people who will make some bad decisions, which is likely to result to us being called to swift water rescues of people in the flood waters. And I won't tell you what I think about that. So things like your backyard flooding, I'm sorry, that's probably right near the bottom of the list. So if you're worried about your petunias or your veggie patch washing away, you should probably take some steps now to prepare for that. We will come to houses under threat, whether that's ceilings potentially falling in because water's got into the ceiling due to blocked gutters or blocked down pipes or the water's just too fast and heavy to get away. But we do the preservation of life stuff before we do that.
Yeah.
So fair call,
the more people can do.
You sound a bit peeved. Nat, you sound a bit peeved. You've got some calls the past.
Yeah, we have had a few that are, look, last time we had a major flood event through Bendigo several years ago, I went to 3 rescues of people trapped in their vehicles in floodwater that night. And
scary stuff.
I don't want to do it again. It's not fun for anyone.
Nat, just quickly to put things into perspective, we got a lot of rain, as you said, on Sunday night. How much was that compared to what we're expecting this weekend?
What I heard Sunday night was just under 18 mils.
Jeez. Is that all?
So now we're expecting up to 200.
Potentially, somewhere in the 100 to 200 mil mark, yeah.
That is crazy. All right, we'll keep in touch with you, Nat. As you said, you've got your plan with the SES and the Weather Bureau have told us what the go is, and we'll just continue to pass the message on, eh?
Yeah, and by all means, if people want to jump on the Bendigo SES Facebook page, whilst it's not an emergency information source because, you know, we're out doing stuff, or I will endeavour to keep it updated today with any changes to the forecast and any other tips that people might need. For example, at the moment there's a sheet on there showing people how to fill and lay sandbags to protect their doors and windows.
Beautiful. Thanks, Nat. We'll try and share that on Triple M, of course,
thanks,
as the updates come in. Thanks, Nat.
Movember is a great cause this month. It is to do with prostate cancer research. It's to do with men's health, whether it's suicide, mental health, obviously, and plenty of other stuff. It's a great cause. Mightn't look good, but it's a great cause.
That's the thing. Great cause, but no one looks good with a mo. And boys, this is just a bit of a public service announcement. If you've done Movember and today's the last day of it, shave it tomorrow. Even if you go, oh, I don't mind this, it doesn't look good on you. I will tell you now, it doesn't.
Hang on, that's unfair. I mean, there's ladies out there that love their man with a mo. When I grew up in the 80s, it was Magnum. And there was plenty of other guys on television that had big mos. Merv Hughes, Maxie Walker with the cricket. There was many of them. Not just because you don't like mos. Doesn't mean it looked good.
Well, and to kiss, you get a rash, and there's a stack of blokes doing it in Eagle Hawk at the moment. All of the butchers at Meat Matters are mowed up. How many of you are there?
There's about eight of us, Ed.
Eight. Ethan, have you all had to do it? I mean, no one's piked out?
No, there's about seven boys and obviously an office lady, but she wouldn't be growing one.
It's to their own, Ethan, these days. It's 2017.
It is.
So what does...
There's seven of us. We're, there's probably four boys that are married with... And the partners don't like it, so...
Good. Mm. So that's confirmed then.
Do you, Ethan, let's get back to you. Do you like it? No, you look into marriage day and go, hey, that's me.
Yeah, I like it.
There you go. Ethan, what long as you like it, Ethan?
Are you going to shave it off today or tomorrow? What's the go?
I'm thinking of keeping it, but it might be up to the boys.
Ethan, they like it. You're single, aren't you?
I am.
Right, here's a tip. Shave your mo.
No, hang on. I want to ask Ethan, in the last 30 days, this is a great cause, by the way, Movember, have you had girls come on and go, mate, that looks pretty good, Ethan?
Oh, I have had girls, Ashley.
Hey, there you go, Wes. Hey. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. See? Ethan's on a winner, eh?
You reckon it's a chick magnet?
I reckon it is, Wes.
Each to their own, Ethan. Each to their own. What about the money side of things? How have you boys gone? Have you been raising money and creating awareness?
We're not 100% sure how much is in our tin at the shop here. But online, we're up to $150, I'm pretty sure. Through the donations.
Obviously,
anything. We were only trying to raise $500, so.
I reckon you've smashed it, mate, more than that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Nah, you would have, seriously.
And just one more question. From my experience, I've never grown facial hair, but from my experience with blokes, when they shave off the beard or the mo, there's usually a bit of a rash underneath. Have you been moisturising and putting a bit of balm and oil on that thing, Ethan?
I do that at the best of times, Ez.
Oh, good man. I love a bit of manscaping.
He knows. Ethan's into this. Mate, on a serious note, Movember is a great cause for men's health all round. The boys at your place at Meat Matters at Eagle Hawk, all the butchers and that, mate, good on you. Are they having a listen in the background?
They are. I'm in the office and they're listening to me right now.
Ethan, tell them to yell out. Well, they'll hear us anyway. Hey, boys, give us a big cheer.
Hang on.
Oh, he's got to run and find him.
Yeah, give him a big cheer.
There's a delay.
That would be an issue. Right. Yeah, that's all right. Hey, mate, we know that you've done a great job there, so well done. And hopefully the people come in today at the last day of November and give you a few more dollars, plus a couple of nice girls come in, Ethan, and you've got a date for the weekend.
Okay.
Look at the look on your face.
I mean, I love a good steak, but thanks, Ethan. Thanks, boys at Meat Matters and Eagle Hawk.
See you, mate.
Oh, the phones are ringing because we're asking what you've built in your backyard after we heard the story of a North Queensland man who put a racetrack in his backyard.
Too much money, too much time. There's another bit of that story to that. He won't buy German cars because apparently his dad passed away recently, was in the war, and was a prisoner of war. So that's bizarre. Yep. Anyway, probably
hold
didn't need
a grudge.
To say that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Hold a grudge, yep.
So we're asking the question, what you've built in your backyard on 13 27 10. Sam is there.
Sammy.
What suburb are you in, Sam?
North Bendigo.
North Bendigo. What have you built in your backyard?
Well, I started with a big pond because I wanted some fish in there, and then I moved on to the big double-storey cubby, and then most recently I've chucked in a water park.
Hang on a sec, Sam. So you started with a pond because you thought the fish, it's very relaxing. Yeah. You got me a double-storey cubby.
Yep.
Why stop
I decided to do that a bit, I plastered it and put the downlights in it. It's insulated. It's got the
got the whole lot. I thought
Sammy. You either have way too much time or way too much money, or you've been watching The Castle way too many times.
I just figured that if I ever need the doghouse, then, you know, that's there waiting for me.
We won't even ask about.
And hang on, 36 degree day today. Sam, tell me more about your water park, because you might have some visitors.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I put it in the half court basketball court first, and then I had a bit of space left over, and I just dug a big hole and buried a tank and concreted it. And the next thing you know, I've got this, the big water park with the bucket and the water jets and water slide and the whole lot. So.
Look, Sam, today's Icy Pole Patrol. We just get your address off there. We are seriously coming around. I'm not saying we don't believe you, but we are coming around to your joint to have a look.
Yeah, feel free.
All right, you be home or you at work?
Mate, I'll be at work, but I work very close to home, so I'll be able to watch you from over the fence.
Oh, you don't want to see Coggo and his budgie smile.
I'm coming to my tog, Sammy. Oh. We're coming to your joint, Sammy.
Too easy.
Triple M.